Welcome to Millennials on the Move, and we have JV and Stuart with us today, and I'm really excited because this is a longtime friend of mine. We grew up together, we went to high school, not together, but basically we ran in the same circles. He went to FAMU, right. A little bit of that. So before we get into his clothing line, we're going to ask him a little bit about himself. So, JV, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I used to love to go shoe shopping. I used to really love shoes. I have a strong passion for basketball. Other than brazen, I like to travel. I love to go to different cities to try food. I'm pretty simple, so that's about it.
Pretty simple. So he mentioned brazen, that is his clothing line. We are wearing his apparel. This is something that's kind of exclusive, so I want you guys to stay tuned for what it's gonna be like soon come. But this is also his women's apparel. And I'm just really excited because seeing somebody that you've known for so long do something that is wrapped around their passion and what they, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just inspiring to be a part of this generation and to have friends so close to home that are really making moves and building companies and really excited about it. So we're just gonna get into it. What made you do clothes? Like, why clothes out of all things that you could start a company with? Why clothes?
Well, it's kind of funny because when I was at FAM, it was like three or four of us. We had a dream of starting a clothing store. It was really like a shoe boutique. It was a boutique. It was just supposed to be a clothing store. And long story short, it never happened. And we kind of all grew apart. So it's kind of funny that I'm actually doing the clothes because I was supposed to be, the shoe manager of our clothing store. Like, because I have a background in shoes. I worked at Foot Locker for like 10 years. So my portion of the company or the store we're going to start was going to be about shoes. So it's kind of funny that I fell into the clothing. So to answer your question why I started the clothing line, when I was in college, I used to always jot down notes and just like put funny sayings and stuff like that on my phone. And to fast forward, it was around like 2015, 2016, when all of the like, police brutality started to happen. And it kind of made me feel like a little upset and kind of sad at the same time because I saw a lot of things happening and I felt like I kind of, not related to the people, but I could be next type of feeling.
Right.
So, and I'm not a very vocal person, so I didn't want to express myself on social media. Mm. So I kind of just thought to myself, if I didn't start the clothing line, because I had all these not dreams, but thoughts in my mind, ideas, and I just kind of wanted to do something to kind of express how I felt about the police brutality. So I came out with the shirt, Black of the Berry, Sweet Juice. And that came about because I was frustrated and I felt like the shirt had so many different meanings. And to the people that had a shallow mind, they would automatically think it was some type of racist type of feeling of a shirt.
Right, right.
They just automatically thought that it was just a black thing and that was never the case. So that was the spark for me to start the clothing line because I had so many ideas and I just needed to start something.
So right. So brazen. Tell us where it came from then tell us what it means.
I was thinking of a name for the clothing line or brand or whatever I was going to do. And it sounds funny, but I was just like, I can't call it words on the shirt. Or I didn't want to call it J's Tees.
Right.
So right. I just was thinking and I was researching, did a lot of research. And the theme behind what I wanted to do, it was basically like a mood shirt. First, that's what it was supposed to be. And, or just like slick sayings. I have a very slick mouth, if you know me. But I don't really put it out there unless you know me. So
right.
I didn't want to call it something very like plain and simple, like, you know, J's Tees. So the it just went together, like me saying slick things, thought-provoking sayings on a shirt, and the word brazen I found in the dictionary, and it fit the brand and everything that I wanted to do. So that's why I came up with the name brazen. And the logo is like a chimpanzee. It's not a gorilla, monkey family, whatever. But it's a chimpanzee.
Okay.
So that is one of the most brazen animals. So I just tied it together and I just came up with the monkey to go with brazen.
And brazen means?
Brazen means to be bold, unashamed, to kind of just do whatever you want to do and not feel like any cares. Like, just do whatever you want to do, whatever happens, happens, and you just go with the flow and you just keep it moving. And that's kind of how I am. So everything just ties in together. Like, I'm very shy. You probably can tell in the interview, but I'm very shy.
So far, so good. You're good. And you're good.
I'm a little timid, but if you know me, I speak my mind. So I think everything kind of just ties in together. So, right. But yeah, that's brazen.
So with the brazen brand, do you have anyone that works with you?
Yes. My family helps me a lot. And a few friends. I have a couple close friends, Tyrell and Vic, and sometimes Eddie. They help me out a lot. But I keep it kind of close. Keep everything close knit. But that's about it. Just my family. It's really close.
Right. With clothing company, I know there's a lot of little details that go into it. It's the release. It's finding the model. It's finding the photographers. Can you give us a little bit of what your day to day looks like with your clothing company?
Well, most of the models are people that I know.
Okay.
I have very few people that are like strangers. So for the most part, I've been knowing whoever you see for like years. So it's nothing really new. And most of the time I take the pictures. So I, for the most part, I do everything. I work with a couple people, but I do 90% of everything that you see. What else was the question? I'm sorry.
How do you do it all?
How do I do it all? Yeah. Oh, the day-to-day.
Yeah.
Okay, so the day-to-day operations, brazen. Because I also have a full-time job. So I do brazen in the morning sometimes from 5 to 7, or I stay up late and I work until I fall asleep. And yeah, it's a lot of long hours, but I make it happen. So yeah,
that's the day to day.
That's the day to day.
What I always hear from people who have jobs that work from 9 to 5, like, it's this hungry spirit. It's this, it has to get done. It's this, if no one else is gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. But it's always family. People always have, you know, people close to them who are working in their companies. And I think that is a tradition that I think most millennials are starting to do. Because for ages, you can just think about all the TV shows we've watched, all the movies. Everybody always keeps it in the family business. And no one ever thinks that we've been straying away from family, right? Like, nobody wants to work with family. Like, oh, that's too close for comfort, because the moment money issues happen, then it's all up in arms. But I think the really great thing about that is they just want to see you do great, you know? So I think it's very admirable that you're keeping people close to you, even your models. Like, it's beautiful people out there, and people are looking for gigs, but you are reaching out to the everyday people that you've been knowing. And you know what? You rock my brand, because I know that you will represent me how I need you to.
Right.
So I think that's just hands down very admirable. The last few interviews I've heard, family and friend support has been out of this world, and it just makes me feel so good about where we're going with everything. So, challenges. What type of challenges do you have? Because I know it's a lot of, you know, corks and screws that go into, you know, the business. So tell us a challenge that you have.
So one of the biggest challenges is trying to figure out what people actually want. Because I'm so new to everything, and I've never really been into fashion. Because I'm pretty simple. I love shoes, but the clothes don't really do anything for me. So it's kind of funny that I started a clothing line, because right. I'm very simple. The challenge is just trying to figure out what people like. I guess the wave. What's the wave for whatever, what's going on?
Right.
Because I don't follow a wave. I do what I want to do. So, I mean, that's the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is trying to figure out how to cater to the customers.
Right.
But other than that, I guess I have a couple of challenges with the day-to-day operations, because I can't do everything, so I have to rely on family or friends to do things for me. And when they can't do it, I might have to sacrifice and leave my job early, like not really caring what happens, but I believe in Brazen that much. I'm sacrificing my time at my job to make sure Brazen stays afloat.
Right.
So that's another challenge.
What can you say is like a major accomplishment? I know there's many.
I already feel accomplished because I started.
Oh,
because
yeah.
A lot of people like me, you have ideas, but you don't do anything with it.
Right.
And you just wait and hope and pray and think that something is just going to happen, and it's not going to happen, period. So if you don't do something about whatever's in your head, it's just, it's dead, basically. So for me, the fact that I even started and I have something in me to just keep going, regardless of how other people might perceive what I'm doing, I'm not gonna stop. But it's just a feeling that I have, like, for me to, it's hard to explain, but it's just like, me starting alone, it just did something to me. The fact that I started it and I kept doing it, regardless of what happened. So I already feel accomplished.
Right, so I'm gonna just throw a curveball. So you have a lot of friends, right? And then everybody has this idea where it's like, oh yeah, my dog started this and that, and oh, he got this, and oh bro, let me get a shirt. Oh, can you give, how do you deal with the, I don't wanna say freeloaders, but how do you deal with the hook me up type of, you know, friends and family that you have?
Everybody's gonna go through that phase. So just a few words of advice. You're gonna have to give some things out to get your brand out.
Right.
At first, I didn't want to do that because I felt so proud about what I was doing. And I knew the worth and the value and the quality that I was putting into what I'm doing. I didn't want to just give it away to anybody.
Right.
So the fact that I'm past a year now, I kind of know how to manage it. So I really, sorry for saying this, but it's kind of brazen, but I really don't care if you want something for free, because I'm not giving you anything for free.
Right.
So, but I just dealt with it. It was tough in a sense in the beginning because I don't like telling people no. And then it's like you want people to, I guess, be a part of your brand. But what I've learned, if they want to be a part of the brand, then they'll support your brand. They'll pay for a shirt.
Yes.
They'll pay for a hat. They'll pay for anything. Same way. I'm not trying to name drop or put a brand out,
but
the same way you can go to Gucci or Polo, or you will spend $400 or $500 on a bag a purse or a belt.
Right.
But then you come to a small business and you want a $20 t-shirt or a $25 t-shirt for nothing.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. So it's like, I'm over the freebies.
So. Right. So what I will say about that, and this is just a message for everybody, like, everybody starts somewhere, right? Apple started somewhere. They probably gave away some free products. Nike started somewhere. They probably gave some free products out. But the grand scheme of things, how do you expect a business to get larger? How do you expect them to grow if you don't support it monetarily? Like, money drives the business, right? So I want you guys to, like, think about freebies and think about when you come to your friends who are starting initiatives, like, try to lend your services, if anything. Like, hey bro, if I help you with these vent, can we kind of bargain out? Like, you know, like, don't just ask for something for free, because this is hard work, this is time, this is determination, this is their passion, this is their baby, in a sense. And so respect the baby, you know, and pay for some diapers every now and then, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's just something to put out there. I find that it's very difficult for people to deal with, because you wanna say yes, and you wanna look out, and you want them to support you and wear your stuff, but you have to draw the line, because I'm sure he knows what he's worth, and so there's no freebies. But starting out, don't take advantage of the newcomers to business, because they're very vulnerable. I'm gonna get a little personal reflective. Is there something that you feel will stop you from, and anything that you're dealing with, like, it could be procrastination, what do you think is stopping you or could stop you from Brazen being the largest clothing company from a small business? Like, what could possibly stop you?
Myself. And I've learned this over the past year and a half. Myself, I've learned that as hard as I push the brand, that's how far to go. So regardless of how it looks, like the pace that I move, I'm moving at a pace that's comfortable for me. So it really doesn't matter what anybody else is doing or what people tell me I should do or how I should move, because I've kind of went through the phases of me learning I can make the brand into whatever I want to make the brand into.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say just myself. The procrastination is going to happen. You're going to get tired. You're going to get lazy.
Right.
If you stop, that's going to be the biggest mistake you probably could ever make. And I just learned a lot in a short amount of time. So that's kind of why I feel like I'm going to make Brazen into something big.
Right.
Because I kind of know when I feel it. And I don't know. Just stay tuned and you guys will see.
Stay tuned and you'll see. Are you an LLC? Do you have that patent? Like, what is the legality behind Brazen? That's a thing? Like, are you working on it?
Brazen is LLC. I have an LLC. Another thing that I feel like I'm going to just give y'all some quick advice.
Please.
So, a lot of people, you kind of just jump into it. Like what I did, I did not have a plan at all. I had zero plan. I just jumped. And at the same time, I felt like I was wrong for just jumping because I did a lot of things wrong in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a clear direction. So I advise everybody to have a plan. Even if you think you're ready, still have a plan. Write it down. Do research. Research is everything. Yeah. If you don't do research, 9 times out of 10, you're going to miss something that you probably shouldn't have missed.
Right. Or
somebody will steal your idea because you don't know enough about the trademark.
So a great thing about starting a business is you don't have to do it alone, right? But along the way, things get very difficult. So just remember, if you have a plan, that things could possibly not go as wrong, because things are going to happen. Like, let's just be completely honest. Things are going to come up. Even throughout your business, things are going to come up. Things are going to happen. But you have to problem solve, right? So this goes out to everybody who has a friend that ever said, hey, I got a great idea, listen to me. And then you listen and you're like, oh yeah, don't be a yes man, okay? You guys need to come up with everything that could possibly go wrong. Tear that idea apart, because it's building that idea to be way stronger. Having a business is about solving a problem, right? And if you don't have a problem to solve, it's kind of iffy about your business. So figuring out what his customers want, figuring out how fashion is going, what's the move, what's the wave, that is how his business is going to stay afloat. So for everyone out there, challenge your friends with great ideas. Challenge yourself with great ideas. And also, this is Javian's first interview. So when did I ask you to do an interview?
Oh, yeah. I was asked about a year ago. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, but he said specifically, Micah, I have to do this interview because I wouldn't do it before. And the only way to grow is to challenge yourself to do things that are uncomfortable. So I really appreciate you for being here in your uncomfort. This is going to be a very great interview. I'm going to edit you. You're going to look real good on the camera. Everything that you're going to say is going to flow. So I just really appreciate you. Thank you for being here. And
thank you too, Micah.
We're out.
This is Javian Stewart, owner of Brazen Apparel. You can check out our website at brazen-apparel.com. You can follow us on Instagram at Brazen Apparel, as well as Facebook at Brazen Apparel. Thank you for watching.